Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our monthly update from the Caney City Library. Pam Ernest joins us on the phone. Good morning, Pam. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going pretty great. We're actually kind of sitting here in the half dark right now. We're not sure what's happening in Caney.
Uh-oh, you got a little bit of a power issue over there?
We do. Apparently, half of our lights are on and half of them are off, and we have no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it sounds like you could have lost a phase there. So, yeah, that's no good. And probably the air conditioning, is that still working or not?
I don't believe the AC is on, actually, now that you said that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It could get interesting really quick.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll ask the question. If you do have to close the library, do you usually put that out on a Facebook? Or how do you usually communicate those closings?
So if we do end up having to close, yes, we will put it out on Facebook. And we'll put notices on the doors.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it's just an issue that can be corrected there. But I know you'll keep us in the loop on that. So anyway, what else is going on at the Caney Library besides being half in the dark?
Well, you know, it's August already. And it's like August 13th. It's so crazy. I don't know about you, but this summer has absolutely flown by. And today our Caney kids are headed back to school. So if, you know, you may be hearing a mixture of excitement, maybe a few groans. That's what we've been hearing anyway. But, you know, we did have a terrific summer reading program season. We had great attendance, lots of energy, and believe it or not, we are already planning for summer reading 2027. The fun part of that, the theme's going to be Mysteries Await You at the Library. And the artwork's done by artist Lori Conley, and it's absolutely fantastic. We are so excited. We're actually going to have a mascot this year with it. It's Inspector Whiskers. It's a very dignified-looking little cat with a Sherlock Holmes hat and scarf on. But I keep joking, you know, about dressing up our library cat, Luna, to match it, but pretty sure she would not be on board with that. But we also have fun programming happening right now. So every Monday at 4 p.m. from August 3rd until September 28th, we're showing an episode of the new Little House on the Prairie in the Learning Center. And it's a really cozy way to kind of wind down on a Monday. And the fact that Netflix is offering this locally, and especially with the show's ties to our area, it's just really neat. And on Tuesdays, we've got story time from 3:45 to 4. And Saturdays, of course, is our classic story time at 10 a.m., and that's a great way to kick off your weekend. And all the families with littles, go ahead and mark those calendars. Friday, August 28th at 10 a.m., is our Caney Stay and Play group for kiddos that are 5 and under and they're grown-ups. And our own Ginger Harmon will be doing the presentation on therapeutic horse riding, so it'll be really interesting. It's always a great time to socialize, play, and burn off some energy for the kids and the adults. And now we've got several special programs actually happening this month. Today, August 13th at 11, is Cookbook Club, so bring a dish, bring the recipe, and come hungry because there is always something delicious on that table. And then Wednesday, August 15th, at the Science Club from 3:45 to 5, which is led by retired science teacher Mrs. Cheryl Fintress. And this month they're going to make homemade ice cream, and, yeah, they do get to eat it, so that'll be a good time. Tuesday, August 25th at 4 p.m., we're showing a movie. You can stop by or contact us for the title. And then at 6:30 p.m. that same evening is our library board meeting. And as always, the public is welcome to attend. We've also got our regular weekly programs. We've got chair yoga every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And our senior programming every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3:30. Now, on August 19th, Wednesday, they'll be talking about local restaurants that used to be in the Caney area, which is during our monthly Remember When program. So bring any photos or memories that you'd like to share. And on August 26th, that's a volunteer day, so they'll be helping sort the books that we give out to trick-or-treaters, which I can't believe Halloween's almost here, too, which is exciting for me. It's one of my favorite times of year. But we, for quite a few years now, we've given out, along with candy and popcorn, a free book to every child that comes through the library at trick-or-treating. And then coming up on September 8th from 5:30 to 7:30, our friends at the library group will be hosting a fundraiser. It's a book bedazzling party, and it's $20 a person. You'll bring your own book to decorate while they provide light snacks and jewels and the glue to really make your book a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. And the proceeds received from this event will help fund future library programming for our community. Again, it's $20 a person, and it is for ages 12 and up, and you can choose one of your favorite books to come bling out. So secure your spot by taking your payment to the library, and if we're closed, just please place your payment and your name in an envelope and label it Book Bedazzling Party, and you can drop that in our book drop, which is located on the back of our building. And just a quick reminder of our hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're open from 12 to 6, Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 to 2, and we are closed on Sundays. So be sure to check our Facebook and website for updates, for the movie schedules, and for all things library-related. So again, thanks for having us on. We hope everyone has a fantastic day, and we'll see you at the library.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did want to ask, how did the Paracon go?
The Paracon went so great. We had 191 attendees. We are actually, you know, just finishing up all the wrap-up on that, but we had fantastic feedback. We had a really great workshop. We had a lot of attendees in that. It was just a wonderful day. People stayed all day long, which we were thrilled to see, too, because, you know, usually we have a lot of come and go, but not this year. So we had a lot of great vendors. It was just a fantastic day. We've had tons of wonderful feedback, so we're really excited about that.
Wonderful. Well, great to hear, Pam. Always some good stuff going on at the Caney City Library. Hope the power comes back soon and that you get all that figured out. And I hope folks can stop on by.
Yeah, great. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care. That is Pam Ernest here with the Caney City Library. We get to talk with Pam each and every second Thursday of the month. At this time, it's a busy interstate fair and rodeo week, and of course, we would normally have an update from Coffeyville's Reawakening, but as you might expect, a lot of folks are pretty busy with the fair this time of year. So what we're going to do next is we're going to hear a little bit more of some of those check-ins and reports from the Interstate Fair and Rodeo from yesterday. That is on the way here as we head towards 8:30. Of course, we'll have our normal Words of Inspiration program here, Farm to Fork, and then we'll be getting into your calls here as we continue right along. Don't forget, it is night number 2 of the PRCA Rodeo. So if you missed out on the rodeo action, we'll do it all again here tonight with more fun. So that is what is coming up tonight at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. So much to come here as we continue on the Mighty 690.